In Israel today, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon met with Jewish settlers from the Gaza Strip. They discussed Sharon's plan to withdraw Israeli troops from Gaza beginning this summer. Some settlers say they'll accept the plan and leave if they're moved to a new community on Israel's Mediterranean coast. At the same time, hundreds of Israeli families opposed to the withdrawal have moved into the Gaza settlements, as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
10 days ago, Ruth Greenglick packed up her spacious house in the upscale Israeli town of Ra'anana and moved with her husband and 5 children to a small apartment in the Gaza settlement of Neve Dekalim. Greenglick says she has always felt a strong attachment to the Jewish settlements in Gaza and to her sister's family who lives here. She says the move was about taking a political stand against the planned Israeli withdrawal.
We felt that enough talking and it's about time for action. We support, we think that it's very important for them to sit here. So we came to a conclusion that that's the time when we have to be here.
She says her new neighbors welcomed her with open arms. Debbie Rosen, a spokeswoman for the settlers, says 600 families have moved into Gaza in the past 3 months, raising the total number of residents to 9,000. She says the new residents will help stop the Gaza pullback.
I think it's great. I mean, it shows something. I mean, just that people do support, people do want to know and to live with the community. People believe in the area.
Veteran settlers in Gaza, like Greenglick's sister, Rifka Namir, say the newcomers have given them a boost. A mother of 9 children, Namir has a display in her living room of a Qassam rocket, a mortar shell, and pieces of shrapnel that have landed on or near her house, remnants of the long conflict with the Palestinians over the settlers' presence in Gaza. Namir says she believed she was living Zionist values of settling the land of Israel when she moved here. She says she believed the Gaza settlers had the support of the entire country.
And now the country that sent us is talking about throwing us. And the army that was supposed to protect us is talking about taking part. We feel betrayed. That's the word.
Namir says she has made no preparations to leave Gaza and still hopes God, or Hashem in Hebrew, will stop the Gaza pullback.
If we weren't religious people that believe in the Bible, that believe that Hashem tells us what to do and we're trying to do what he tells us, we would be in a very bad state. Now we know we're trying to do our best to stay here. And we hope that, we know that just a miracle will keep us here, and we're praying.
But some Gaza settlers say it's time to accept the inevitable. In the settlement of Peat Sadeh, just a few miles away, all 22 families have already agreed to accept compensation and move together to southern Israel. In the kitchen of the house she has lived in for the past 14 years, Vicky Sabah says she has accepted that the Gaza pullback is irreversible.
Yeah, I said that I'll move with the group if the worst comes to worst. Because, first of all, I don't want to rip apart the whole life we had together, number one. And I will not get into a physical confrontation with my own people.
But at least some of the settlers in Gaza say they will physically resist the pullback. The Israeli government is putting together a detailed plan for their evacuation involving thousands of police and soldiers. Media reports say the government also intends to shut down Gaza at least 45 days before the scheduled start of the withdrawal in July. Jewish settlers say they expect tens of thousands of Israelis to join them before then to resist the evacuation. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.